This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With word today that hospitalizations for COVID-19 have now surpassed 100,000, more than twice as high as the previous peak in the spring, there's a new report on coronavirus in the workplace. According to the Urban Institute's numbers, Black, Latinx, and Native American workers are particularly vulnerable to infection on the job. Many are in industries considered essential or work in service industries in states with fewer COVID restrictions and can't do their jobs from home. With the CDC now looking at guidelines for which groups get vaccines earlier, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more from our Workplace Culture Desk.
More than half of Black, Latinx, and Native American workers have jobs that put them at a greater risk of getting sick, says report author Lisa Dubay.
That likely is part of the reason why you have much higher rates of cases for these same populations.
That compares with about 40% of white workers whose jobs put them at risk. She also found workers in the higher risk groups were more likely to lack health insurance, depend on public transit, and live in multi-generational housing. That increases the risk of disease spread. Dr. Helene Gale is one of the co-chairs of a scientific committee providing guidance to the CDC. She says all these factors must be taken into account when deciding how to distribute vaccines.
Doing it in a way that really does look at who's at greatest risk, who's most vulnerable, who's most likely to develop severe disease.
The CDC is working on a plan to roll out vaccines as hospitalizations for people with COVID-19 surpassed 100,000. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.